Okay, we're going to be learning Likutzei Sichas. This is the second part of Vayishlach Beis in Chelek Chaf. In the first part, we discussed Rashi, Pshut HaShemikra. Now we're going to discuss the Rambam and compare the Rambam to Rashi. So the Rambam tells us in Hilchas Ritzeh Hashmir Snefesh Perik Yud Beis Halacha Ches. He writes like this: Im Shalu La'ana Tahilech. If a guy asks you, where are you going? Yachiv Leisadech. You should broaden the way. Kederch Shehirchiv Yaakov LeEsav. Just like Yaakov did to Esav. Shenamar Adasha Ovei Adeni Seira. So the question is, the Chayra, the Rambam is a Sefer Halachas, and Halachas need to be very clear to express what the Halacha B'Pel L'Maisa is supposed to be. So why is it that the Rambam doesn't explain what Yachiv L'Hederach means? What does that mean? Explain, what does it mean, Yachiv L'Hederach? And as we know, the Meforshei Gemara, the Rashi, the Ran, and even brought in Beis Yosef in Shulchan Aruch, it tells us very clearly, what does it mean? It means that you should tell him two, if you're planning on going one Parsa, tell him you're going two Parsais. So the Shulchan Aruch does bring it. So why does the Rambam not tell us exactly what these words mean to make very clear what the halachas are? And l'hayr, in this halacha, this is halacha chetz, in halacha zayin, the Rambam does do that. In that same Gemara in Avodah Zarah, it tells us a different thing, that if you're traveling with a guy, and he's going on an incline, or a mamayla, or you're going up somewhere, or going down somewhere, you should always make sure you're on top of him. Because if you're below where the guy is, he might jump on you, he could fall on you, jump on you, and kill you. So it says, so he adds beer. Because in the Gemara, all it says is that Hayo'ilim b'mayla, or Yordim b'yirida, if you're going up or you're going down, Yisrael shouldn't be lamata. Rather, the Yisrael should always be the one on top, so he has the higher ground. And then that's what the Gemara says. And then the Rambam adds, Shema yipol olav l'hamisa, maybe he will fall upon you to kill you. So the Rambam actually explains it. So over here, Mahim alay derech l'chayra, is even more important to explain to us, what does that mean? In R31, the Rebbe brings some of the Yad Malachi in the Klal HaRambam, Ois Chav Dalet. So one of the rules of the Rambam, he writes, is that even though the Rambam, he's Masadur, the Gemara, and the Mishnayis, and he uses the Lashon of the Mishnayis. So the question would be, is like, what happens if he quotes, let's say, a Mishnah, and the Gemara says that this Mishnah, you know, asks a bunch of questions and says, oh, this Mishnah is a Das Yachid, and it's not the Halacha, or it's like this opinion, or it says it's missing some words, or explains it somewhat differently, and then the Rambam goes and quotes that Mishnah. So how are you supposed to understand that? Should we understand it, you know, just read the words of the Rambam kipshutai, and the words that he brought, so learn that halacha kipshutai, as if you didn't know the Gemara, that's what he means. Or do we say, it's like, look, if we look at the Mishnah, and then we go to the Gemara explains the Mishnah somewhat differently. You know, let's say that's not the, let's say it says that that's a Das Yachid. So should we assume that Rambam's also saying, you know, that's whatever the answer is. Maybe that's not the best example. It's like it's a Das Yachid, because why would the Rambam bring it? But let's say, should we assume that the Rambam will explain the words of the Mishnah like the Maskonas HaGemara? Or should we assume the Rambam understands the words of the Mishnah exactly as he puts it down? That the Rambam is assuming you just learned Chumash, and then you jump to his Sefer, and you don't know the Gemara, and therefore you're going to learn this as his words are implying. So the Yad Malachi says the rule is, since the Rambam is a Vasrayi, he comes much later in the Gemara, that he should have explained it. He knows the Gemara, he knows the Mishnah, he knows the Gemara. So if he didn't mean the Kipshutai, those words, rather he meant like the interpretation of the Gemara, then he should have brought the interpretation of the Gemara. Alamai, this that he brought those words is because that's how the Rambam's learning Halacha. Meaning is, even though the Gemara might have other ways of learning it, but the Halacha, the Rambam's saying that Pirush in the Gemara is not La Halacha, the Pirush of this Mishnah is Kipshutai. But and therefore, based on this Yad Malachi, why does the Rambam only bring Machiv and Leisederach? He should have explained it. Since the Rambam Basra, he has to explain what the Gemara means. But he does bring a Steichamed, that the Steichamed in the Klal HaPoskim is Masik, like other opinions in the Rambam, that the Rambam's Derech is always to be Teifus Lashon HaTalmud B'Kitzer, and whatever you could explain the Lashon HaTalmud, you'll explain in his Lashon. Meaning is, according to the Rambam, according to the Steichamed, if the Rambam quotes a certain line of the Mishnah, and then that Mishnah, that line is understood differently in the Gemara, we have to assume that probably the Rambam also learns it that way. Okay, so according to at least the Klal of the Steich Hamed, we can understand why the Rambam just uses the expression Yachiv Leisader, because he's just writing the kits of the Lashon of the Talmud. But according to the Yad Malachi, the Rambam is Basroi, therefore he has to clarify what he means. So therefore our question would really be, according to the Yad Malachi, that's how the Rebbe is assuming, like the Yad Malachi understands the style of the Rambam. Okay, so the Rebbe is going to give two answers for the Rambam. First will be a doichik, what he calls, and then he's going to explain the Rambam based on Rashi. So the first answer that he gives is like this. He wants to explain the Rambam really based on a Yerushalmi and a Tosefta. The Yerushalmi and the Tosefta, quoted in R37, brings the same halachas as our Gemara brings about traveling with a guy. But it brings it with a little bit of a different lashon. So it brings the idea. Let me get the lashon out. I'll quote for you. I'll just use the Tosefta. It says, "La yisyachid Yisrael ma'ed dechavim," etc., etc. Brings the idea if nidvak Yisrael ma'ed dechavim v'derech, then nice la yaminoi. Okay. Then it continues on, and it finishes off that if the Yisrael is the ma'ila and Yisrael the mata, you should always have Yisrael should always be above. The ma'ed dechavim should be the mata. Next to the rule, "La yisuach shem yartos galgaltai." If you're traveling with him, you should never bend down, because he could hit you in the head. He could smash your skull. So if you're bending down, you're not seeing what he's doing, and you're also making yourself very vulnerable. So therefore, you never want to bend down in front of him. And then it says, V'yachiv le'ederech, and then you also want to broaden the path. Then it continues, Shalo le'hichnat ha'elech. If they ask you, where are you going? Maflik le'ederech, you should exaggerate the derech. Shenemar Yaakov le'esav, like Yaakov did to Esav, ad asher avir ad ben yisir, v'halcho le'sotis. And similarly, the Yerushalmi has the same idea. It says, la'isuach l'fanash le'yarts, as gogoltai, and then continues, u'marchit le'esav derech, and then it continues, imshal le'hichal heilach. So all the Mepharshim ask, what's the difference between u'marchit le'esav derech, and then the Rambam continue, the Tosefta Yerushalmi continue, imshal le'hichal heilach, yafli yanu. If he asks you where you're going, you should exaggerate the way. What is the difference between those two lines? So the Rebbe says, the pshat is b'pashtus, that the Yerushalmi and the Tosefta are actually teaching you two different halachas. B'yachiv alei haderech means that you're supposed to make a distance. So machiv in haderech means that you should make a distance between you and the guy. So if you're going with him, so you want to always be on the right, you always want to be above, you don't want to bend down, and you also want to make a distance in the yachiv alei haderech, you want to make a distance. And then there's another question. What happens if he asks you, that's just I'm traveling. What happens if he, Beferish, asks you where you're going? Then you want to exaggerate the derech. So there's two different halachas. So the Rebbe wants to say that maybe this is also the Pshat in the Rambam. That why does the Rambam use this expression, Rachiv Elaysa Derech? Because he's trying to basically tell you that there's two halachas really in what you're supposed to be doing. The first halacha is, of course, that if he's asking you, he asks him where you're going, you should exaggerate or prolong the derech. And the second thing that you're supposed to be doing is that you should be mamish, you're supposed to be yachiv leis derech, you're also supposed to make a space between the two of you. And al pizeh, also there's a nice deek in the Rambam if you learn the Rambam this way. Because the Rambam says, kederech shehirchiv yachiv leisif shenamar, and he quotes the source, adesha ovel denis ira. If you look at the Tosefta says sha'amar, that kederech shehirchiv yachiv leisif sha'amar, because Yaakov said, adesha ovel denis ira. So why does the Tosefta says Sha'amar? The Tosefta broke it into two halachas. So there's one halacha of Marchiv Leis Aderech, period. And then the next halacha is, if he asks you where you're going, then you should exaggerate, just like Yaakov did to Esav. Sha'amar, like, because Yaakov told him, Ad Sha'ovei Ad Nisir, which was an exaggeration. So according to the Tosefta, it uses the word Sha'amar, because he's literally telling you, what did Yaakov do? Yaakov told him, Ad Sha'ovei Ad Nisir. Now Sha'inking, according to the Rambam, where he's trying to hint two ideas, so he doesn't say Sha'amar, because it's not just Sha'amar. He's trying to tell you two things over here. That he said this to him, and that he also did that. Therefore, he says Shenamar, which would include both Yadim. A, that's what Yaakov did, Esav, but also that he was Marchiv of the path. That's Pashat Shat. That until I will come to Seir, you go ahead of me, and eventually I will get to Seir. So there's clearly a big space between them. Esav will be in Seir a long time before Yaakov. So maybe that would be a nice Pshat for the Rambam. The Rebbe says, in addition to that, this is a deichik gadol. The Rebbe doesn't explain why it's a deichik gadol, but I think that's moving the pashtus, why it's a deichik gadol, just some of the reasons. Because, first of all, the Lashon of the Rambam was, he's asking him. He's asking him, where are you going? And then he answers, and then he says, if a goy asks you where you're going, you should be markiv leis aderech, yachiv leis aderech. The implication is that if he's asking you this is the answer. not that he asks you, and Yarchiv Leis HaDerech is something that you're doing, like you ignore his question, and then Yarchiv Leis HaDerech. So even though, again, we gave it, the doichik is that he means both things. He means you should answer him, Yarchiv Leis HaDerech, and it also means the Maisa. But from the Pashtus Lashon of the Rambam, it's a question, and then you're giving the answer of Yarchiv Leis HaDerech. It's hard to say that Yarchiv Leis HaDerech doesn't just mean an answer, it also means a second thing, which is a Maisa. Like, that's not really the mashmois of those words. You have to push it in there. It's a doichik, because you have to squeeze that pshat in, that's what the Rambam means. And also maybe an additional point is that the expression of Yarchiv Leis HaDerech, you know, isn't the best way of saying that you should distance yourself. Like Yarchiv Leis HaDerech, you should just say Yisrachik Memenu, or at least Yisrachik Leis HaDerech, or Yarchiv Leis HaMak, meaning Yarchiv Leis HaDerech means that you're broadening the path that you're traveling on. So if his main point is that you're supposed to make a distance, he should have used this expression of distance yourself from him. Third of all, as we said, even if you want to say that the Rambam is supposed to be, either he uses the Lashon of the Gemara, the Tisefta, the Yushami, or according to some, he would say it much more clearer. But in this situation, he's actually less clear than the Tisefta and Yushami. The Tisefta and Yushami, at least, they break it into two clauses. They say Yaakov is there, and they give a second rule, Inshallah Yichem Halach. So even the Tisefta, who isn't as clear as the Rambam, makes it more clear. So that, therefore, to say that the Rambam, to save some words, he puts both of those rules of the Tesefta into one, seems to be a little bit of a doichik, that even the Tesefta doesn't do that. Why would the Rambam, who's supposed to be clearer than the Tesefta, write it in such an unclear way that you're not even sure that's what it means? And the fourth point is that if you look at the Gemara actually tells us two stories, how was Rechava Yeser. The Gemara tells itself that it says Hichel Leis HaDerech, and the Gemara explains what does it mean that they basically exaggerated how long they're going to be traveling for. So the Gemara itself doesn't say anything about making a space between you and the Goy, or you and the Listim. It says that they traveled together, and when they got to Akoy, sorry, they got to Kaziv, the students of Rabbi Akiva left. So even the Gemara, it never says this idea of Machiva Leis HaDerech. So therefore, it would be a deich gadol to understand that's what the Rambam means. But in addition to that, he says, Rambam already said this halacha, that you're supposed to make a space between you and the guy, because on halacha Zayin, he writes, that you're not supposed to accompany the guy on the way. So l'chatchila already, the halacha is that you're not supposed to be accompanying the guy. And so kol shkein, that's even, you know, at the beginning of the journey or on your own, so kol shkein, like in the middle of the journey, some guy pops out from the road, like that's for sure that you would not want to walk with this guy. So that would, of course, be included. If you believe Slava, it means that you're not supposed to accompany the guy when you're the one choosing. And it's coming from a city, you're not supposed to do that. Then for sure, if he's coming to you and it's the middle of, while you're already traveling, that would for sure not be a good idea to travel with him. So it's understood that you want to make some space with him. You don't want to be going together. So therefore, it's this answer doesn't work so well. And Bepashas, the Rama means Yarchiv Leis HaDibur. Yaakov Leis HaDerech was a dibur, it's an answer of the question, La'ana Tahilach. So, Ebezoi, Hadra Kosh Leduchta, why is the Rambam saying Yaakov Leis HaDerech? There's an hour 41, which I'm going to do at the end of the shir. Okay, so that's the question. So, that's the main question. Again, why doesn't the Rambam clearly explain what does Yaakov Leis HaDerech mean? A few additional diukim and Rambam, and through that we'll answer that main question, that the Rambam only brings one of the psukim. The Rambam brings two psukim, Adasha Ove Adenisira, and what did he do? V'yakov Nasa Sukasa. The Rambam actually only brought one pasuk, Adasha Ove Adenisira. Why? Second of all, especially since, again, the raya that you're allowed to lie is from that Yaakov told him Seira and he only went to Sukkah. So you should bring both psukim, which can there's also Yaakov, that he told him Seir and he really only went to Sukkah. So why does he bring the second pasuk, just like the Gemara does? Second thing is the Gemara's lashon is Keder Sha'asa Yaakov. Ashenkin, the Rambam changes the lashon, and he writes Keder Shehirchav Yaakov. The third difference is the Gemara writes Keder Shehirchav Yaakov Avinu LaEsav HaRasha. Adds Avinu and Esav HaRasha. It focuses on their sitkus and the rishus. Ashenkin, the Rambam doesn't write these descriptions. He just writes Keder Shehirchav Yaakov LaEsav. So, based on what we're saying on the first part of this year, how we explain Rashi, we could also lechayr explain the Rambam the same way. Meaning is that the Rambam understands the Gemara different than Rashi. Rashi, as we said, understood the Gemara to mean that Yaakov literally lied. But Rambam, no, understands the Gemara to mean that Yaakov didn't lie. That rather, he was in a situation that that he was in a situation with Esav, and there was just a chashash that maybe Esav will do something wrong to him, maybe something bad will happen. Therefore, he didn't lie. Rather, he just expanded the way. He made the journey a lot longer. So instead of telling him, which includes a few points, that A, he didn't tell him that he's stopping at Sukkos, and B, that he told him that he's eventually going to go to Seir. As we explained in the prior class, L'chayr Yaakov should have just said something simple. I can't go with you to Seir because I'm going to go very slow and I'm planning on stopping in Sukkos. But what does he tell him? He tells us he's going all the way to Seir. And the purpose of that was, even though that's true, he was planning on going there. The reasoning is because he was scared that Esav might do something to him. So if he told him, I'm going to Sukkos, and planning on stopping there, then maybe he'll do something before he gets to Sukkot. So you couldn't really tell him he's going to Sukkot because maybe he planned the ambush right side of Sukkot if he knew he was staying there for 18 months. So he tells him on one hand that he's going to Seir. So if he's going to plan something, he'll do it outside of Seir. On the other hand, he was planning on stopping in Sukkot, and therefore he wasn't in immediate danger. He'd be stopping there. And the only time he'd actually go to Seir is when he wouldn't be in any danger, which would be lost in love. Okay. So that's also how the Rambam understands it. So al pizeh, we understand why the Rambam, all the dukim in the Rambam. He only brings the first pasuk, Adasha Avay L'Dene Seira. He doesn't bother bringing Yaakov Nasa Sukasa. Because what's the Rambam trying to tell us? He's trying to tell us that what did Yaakov do? The Hachavas Aderech by Yaakov was just Adasha Avay. That he's still going to go to Seir, but it's just going to take him a long time. Until I come to Seir, I'm going to go so slow, so you go ahead until I'm going to reach there. So he wasn't, Rambam's trying to say, he didn't say a lie. Yaakov is planning on going to Seir. He's just telling him, Adasha Ovi, it's going to take me a long time, so you go ahead until I get there. And that's what the Rambam's trying to tell us. The main point of the Rambam is not that he stopped at Sukkos for 18 months. We don't really care about that. The main thing is, that's how Yaakov did it. The pile, he stopped in Sukkos for 18 months and then went in other locations and was only going to go to Seir Las Lover. Fine, that's the pile how Yaakov was going to take care of it. But what's the main diuk? The main diuk is, how did he get out of the immediate danger? He got out of the immediate danger saying is that I have a very prolonged and expanded journey. It's going to take me a long time. Therefore, the main word is really Adashar Avay, Ela Denisira, until I will arrive there, which expresses that point that I'm going to be there much later than you, so therefore you should go ahead. Why does he say... So he changes the lashon of the Gemara. Gemara says Ach Kedersh Asa Yaakov, and the Ram changes it. Of course, the Ram is explaining. Pasha is explaining the Gemara that he says Hirchiv. Why? Because he's trying to express what happens from the lashon Shasa Yaakov. You could understand that to mean is that Yaakov said, "I'm going to go to Seir," and what did he do? He went to Sukkos. He lied. So he did something different than his words. So Kedersh Asa Yaakov, you could understand that to mean is that he said he's going to Seir, and then Shasa Yaakov did something different. He only went to Sukkos. So the Rambam is trying to stress that it's not that he did something that he said that you're supposed to do something different than what you say. No, the whole point is just the same. That all you need to do is mark goydech, tell him how long it's going to take. And the third point, why Rambam removes the idea of Yaakov Avinu, Esav HaRasha, because he's trying to point out those expressions really are trying to show is that Esav HaRasha, he's a Rasha, he's planning on murdering. Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov was a tzaddik, and Esav is a rasha, and Esav plans on killing him. But the Rambam is trying to show, explains it like Rashi, that no, at this point, Esav wasn't a rasha. We weren't even sure if Esav wanted to do anything wrong. L'chaira, Esav was actually in a situation of love and chiba. He hugged him, he kissed him. He loved Yaakov at that point. He was trying to accompany Yaakov because he wanted to keep him safe. It was just a chashash that maybe in the future Esav will change his mind, or maybe he'll get upset, maybe something will happen. You know, there's a history between them. Therefore, Yaakov was taking precautions. So the Rambam's understanding this rule the same way as Rashi understood it, the story on the Chumash. So he's understanding the story was that there's only a chashash. So therefore, when there's a chashash, you shouldn't lie. You just be Markim and Leisadech. So also, what's the din according to the Rambam? If he's Sha'alu Lehechen Halach, You should basically just hide the truth. Just machiv and laisa derech. Don't lie straight out in those types of situations. Unless it's a vadei sakana, then you shouldn't be saying a mamash lie. And just a few points is why does, according to the Rambam, the Rambam's learning has halacha from the Gemara. So why does the Gemara bring the pasuk adashe avay sukkah? The reason why the Gemara brings it is because the Gemara is telling Bepoel what happened with Yaakov. He's giving you extra details. What did he do? He prolonged the way, and Bepoel, he stopped at Sukkos, and therefore he never actually arrived at Seir, and therefore he never was put into danger until maybe Mashiach comes, as the Medrash works. The second thing is, why does the Gemara tell us Ace of a Rasha? Why does it stress that he was a Rasha? So he says, according to the Rambam, it could be for other reasons. The Gemara is either explaining because it's a halacha if you do a Ace of Son of Yaakov, meaning is that Ace of Bechlal hated Yaakov, but not at that particular point of time. Meaning, if I understand the Rebbe's Kavamit correctly, he's trying to say is that the Rambam is saying, why was Yaakov afraid that Esav might do something to him? Because he was Esav a Rasha. So he was a Rasha in general. So even right now, he's acting like a good brother, but he was Esav a Rasha, and therefore, there was a reason for Chashash. So that's why the Gemara brought it. Or, Bechla, these Tayarim that are brought in Chashash about Yaakov and Esav, it's more because of there's a din of Zecher Tzadik Lebracha, that when you mention a Rasha, you mention that he's a Rasha. But it's not relevant to this halacha in particular. It's not relevant in our situation, because that's not what happened with Yaakov and Esav. It wasn't that Esav had was Vaday trying to kill him. On the contrary, he was showing love, but it was just either because Bechlal, there was a certain Mishas that Mar mentions this idea of a Rasha, or maybe has nothing to eat, or it's just Bechlal, because Zecher Tzadik Lebracha, while at Matcha Eichim, when you mention a Rasha, it should always be Lechlal. So now what we need to understand is that the Gemara, the Rambam and Rashi explain the Gemara differently. Rashi al-Shas explains the Gemara differently than Rambam. And as we explained in the prior shir, the reason why Rashi learns it this way is because if you look at the stories in the Gemara, the students of Rabbi Akiva lied. It says that the students of Rabbi Akiva, listim met them on the way, and the listim asked them, where are you going? And they said, we're going to Akoi. But when they reached Kaziv, the students left. And they said, you are the students of Rabbi Akiva. Wow, how happy is Rabbi Akiva, the students of Rabbi Akiva and his students, that no evil person have ever done them wrong. Meaning is that they said, they were planning on going to Kaziv, and they gave a wrong, they were Mayruch Laderech, they lengthened the journey, Kipshute, they gave a much longer distance. That's why Rashi learns it that way. So the question is, why would the Rambam learn the Gemara differently? The Gemara sounds exactly like Rashi says. Rashi al-Chumash would agree with the Rambam, yeah, but Shuta Shemikra, the Rambam is right. But on the Shas, the Chaira, the Shas is learning it very differently. So there is one answer that we mentioned this Ian Yaakov, that Ian Yaakov learns that even by the students of Bekiva, when they said they're going to Akoi, they weren't really lying because maybe they were planning on going there afterwards. Same thing with Menashe, he said he was going to Pumbedisa because eventually he was going to go to Pumbedisa. So it wouldn't have been Mamshalai, so therefore maybe you can answer that to the Rambam, that even these stories, they were planning on going to either Akoi or Pumbedisa later. But the problem is, that's not like the Pirsha Pasha thing. That doesn't seem like the Pirsha Pasha, so today you can answer, so everybody's going to give a different one in the book. So Yeshloim the beer. So there's two ways of understanding this halacha of Sha'al Aleichem Halach. One way of understanding it is that it's just one more din in the series of dinim that are being quoted in this Gemara. Gemara is quoting dinim of what happens with your going on the way and how to protect yourself. So this is one additional din. The second way of understanding it is that Sha'al Aleichem Halach is actually a much worse type of scenario. Now when they're just traveling with you, then it's a very strong Shash Shemichah Damim. But when they ask you where you're going, they're showing an interest. They're not just traveling. Their mom is showing an interest to where you're going. That's a much stronger chashash. They're literally marking you as their victim. So that makes it much worse. So the question is that when they ask you, Shol Lehechen Halach, is this just one additional scenario? It's the same level of chashash as all the other cases in the Gemara. Or do we say that Shol Lehechen is actually a worse chashash? It's more of an issue of a chashash Shemichazdam than all the other cases. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is Bazman Hazeh. That's the poiskim. According to the poiskim that we hold, that nowadays goyim are not regilin in shvichas damim. On the contrary, we're punished for there's a chiyuv misa for murder. Therefore, we're not we don't hold to these ideas of chashidah shvichas damim bazman hazeh. So we're not worried, or at least the Rebbe says we're not. I feel worried about this inyan of under ribe that's Bechal Shichas Dam, and therefore he says also we're not so worried about Lisiachid and Menachri, we're not so worried as much about Yichud with the Nachri nowadays, because they're not worried about Shichas Dam, as the Rebbe brings them in the Ha'aris. I'm not going to go through them, very interesting ones, but the basic idea is, he brings the sources, the Meiri that we quoted earlier, that nowadays we're not really choishes for these in Yanim, but nonetheless, he was talking about this idea that women go to a house of a woman, sometimes they'll go to a house of a Beis Ha'aril and they go without a Shomer. I'm not exactly sure why they're going. Maybe they want to buy something. I guess they're going to stores when there might only be a Nachri there. So he writes that nowadays we're not so choishes with it, but he still ends up with still good advice that you should send the woman with a Shomer. So even though that nowadays we're not choishes, but still, it's a good advice. You want to make sure something doesn't happen, so you want to, that's not Masach Bichos Dama, but there Masach Gila Arayas. He says still, you want to be careful, you should send the Shomer with her. But either way, the point is that nowadays, it's definitely not as strong of a chashasha, even though if there might be certain chashasha that the Rebbe brings about the idea that you don't allow to sell tzitzis to a guy because he might journey with a yid and kill him. You know, so there are also maybe certain dinim that are shaykh nowadays, but generally speaking, at least according to many poskim, nowadays we don't have this issue. But the question would be is, what about this particular issue of sha'alu leich and halach? So yes, I understand that you don't have to make sure that if you're going up a hill, that you have to be on top of the hill. Or if you're walking together with a guy, you have to make sure the guy is on your right side. Fine, so those halachas aren't applicable. But what about if the guy asks you, where are you going? You know, you're on a train ride and the guy asks you, where are you going? I guess that's, you're not alone in that scenario. But in a situation, it's just, you know, you're at a pit stop or something. What are you supposed to do? So according to the first life that we hold, that Shalom, when he asks you where you're going, it's just like all the other dinim. So just like those other dinim don't apply nowadays, also this question of where you're going doesn't apply nowadays, and therefore you're not allowed to lie to him. Mashaken, if you hold that Shalom Ha'ichan Ha'ilech is a much greater chash, that means he's marking you out to kill you. So I'd be like, even nowadays, if there's mamish, a much very strong chashash, then of course, even nowadays, it's applicable. There's a real chashash of tzganus tefashis that he's marking you as his victim, then of course, you'd have to be careful nowadays, and therefore, you'd have to be yarchiv alay sederich even nowadays. So we could say, l'chayr, this is the machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi holds that sha'alu heichan ha'ilach is a din miyuchid. It's not just a continuation of the other dinim, it's a much stronger case. He's seeking you out. He's marking you as his victim. How do we know this? Because in the stories that the Gemara bring, it's about listim, it's about genovim, it compares the two. Saying a person asks you where you're going, you're basically just like a listim or a ganev who's trying to kill you. And if you remember the story, it was actually Yiddish genovim. As it says, see the difference between a ganev, a bandit from Eretz Yisrael compared to a ganev of Bavel. And they're all, and as Rashi says, because they were Yisrael and they were Yiddin. So even a yid, if you know for sure that they're trying to attack you, then of course you have to be very careful. So of course it applies nowadays. And therefore Rashi also learned, Sha'alu heichan ha'ilech would apply nowadays, because it's a vadei sakana. Therefore you have to be very careful. And that's also the derech, k'derech sha'asa Yaakov vino le'esav ha'rasha. Also that's meduyik in the Gemara. K'derech sha'asa Yaakov did something, did different than what he said, le'esav ha'rasha. But the Rambam holds that no, this din is a hemshich of all the other dinim. Just like everyone agrees that the prior dinim are halachas that are a lower level of chashash, also the level of sha'alu heichan ha'ilech is a regular level of chashash v'chos damim, and nowadays is not applicable. Therefore, the Rambam says that the eitzah of yachid le'haderech doesn't have to be a lie mamish. Because according to the Rambam, we're not speaking about where he's, that Rambam doesn't understand it, that he's marking you out as a victim. It's just part of the general chash of shlichus dam. So nowadays it wouldn't apply. But even when it did apply in the earlier generations, when they didn't have policemen and laws, that it would apply. But it wasn't a vadai sakana. It was just a strong chash. It wasn't a vadai sakana. It was just a chash. Just like when you're going with the guy, you know, and you bend down, then maybe he'll kill you. So how often does that happen? Is it 10%, 15% of the time? You know, it's probably not 99% of the time, but still, 5, 10% is enough that the Torah puts in certain rules of what you're supposed to do. But over here, so therefore also over here, maybe it's only 1% of the time, 5% of the time. So therefore, you don't need to lie, just because you don't lie to the guy. You know, lying to people also brings in a certain sakana. Rather, the better way of doing it is, So A, you're not mechuyev to lie. I think that's important. And B, as we said, al kapanim lechatchila, you should try to come up with an aid so that is not going to make you lie. If you have no choice, then we've already said you're allowed to be mishanim b'divrei shalom. Fine. We brought that measure shagadla. I believe the Rambam does pass in this idea of mishanim b'divrei shalom in other scenarios. Mustami would hold it here too. But the point is that lechatchila, if you don't need to lie. If there's an issue of shalom bias, you don't need to. Your first option doesn't have to be to lie. You could try to give an answer that has no shaker involved. So same thing over here. According to the Rambam, since it's just somewhat of a chashash of a sakana, it's a chashash sakana, just meaning is, it's the same level of chashash that Yaakov had from Esav, therefore what you should do is hirchav leisaderech. Aye, so what about the two stories in the Gemara? So according to the Rambam, the two stories in the Gemara is additional halacha. It's not a proof or an example of this din of hirchav leisaderech. It's actually giving you two additional stories where it's telling you additional rules. That tzai mitzad a chashash sakana when it's listed, or even a chashash of geneva, that if it's bari hazeka, then you're supposed to lie. Right? So it's interesting. The Rebbe moves out Or 57 with two different gersois in the Gemara. Does it say maisa of the students of Rekiva, or does it say umaisa with a vav? So if there's a vav, umaisa. So umaisa implies, and there's a story, so it's a continuation. So according to that girsa, the story, that's probably what Rashi had, it's a continuation of the Gemara. Therefore, Rashi probably had that girsa, and therefore he's understanding these stories as a continuation, it's a proof. Mashiach, maybe the Rambam had the girsa of just maisa. There's maisa, so it's like a period, and then maisa, there's a story, which is connected to our sugya, therefore it brings it down, but it's not a continuation, it's additional din. So that's a beautiful Rambam. So just to recap, so according to this, the reason why Rashi holds Yaakov in the Gemara understands that it was mamash a lie, it was because that's the mashmaish of the Gemara when it brings these stories of the Talmid of Akiva that literally lied. And the reason was because there were listim, there are ganav, and there's a chashash mamish, and therefore he also understands it's shalom, the heichan halach, that's a very strong chashash. Mashenke, according to the Rambam, he holds that when they ask you where you're going, it's on the same level of chashash as bending down in front of him or being him being on your left side as opposed to your right side. And therefore, the way how you would take care of it is not through a lie, but rather, l'chatchila al kapanim, you should be machim al sader, you tell something to him which is true, you hide somewhat the truth, but you don't outright lie. And he understands the two stories as a different halacha, that if there's a vaday sakana, then you're allowed to lie, and l'charim, that's just allowed to lie, and have to lie. Rebbe brings in Har 58. So why doesn't the Rama bring these two stories al halacha? He says Ula Yeshleima, because since the Gemara doesn't say Beferish, doesn't say it Besigvin Shel Din Balacha, it says it's a story. Therefore, he doesn't bring it. And he brings the Har that we mentioned earlier from the Yamalaki, the Stechamet, but he points out the Oit Sarachim, because again, I guess it's the same Achloikas. If the Rambam has to be clear, like will the Rambam be clear about halacha, or will he just use the quote the Lashon and the Gemara? Okay, so Oit Sarachim. Because at the beginning of the Sikha, the whole question is based on that he follows the style of the Yamalaki, that he will be clear. So why over here is not so clear, but of course, even according to Yamalaki, you can be mahalik between if you're going to quote a din, make sure people will understand what that din is, as opposed to a story, which, since you're not quoting it, if you don't quote it at all, then that's a different var. That means once you're quoting, it has to be clear. If you decide not to quote it because the Gemara didn't say it as a way of a din, that could be a different situation. R59 says that Ula Yeshlema Dal Derech says the Das of the Riff and the Rush, that they actually quote the story of the Talmid Rabbi Kiva. So the question is, why would the Riff and the Rush quote the stories of Rabbi Kiva? They're Piskei Halacha. They're not explaining. They're Sfarim that gather Halacha. So Yeshlema, because they're trying to tell us that these stories are Halacha Lamaisa. Because he says it's a deichet to say that they brought the story, just that you'll know that what's the pshat of Yaakov Le'ederech. Yaakov Le'ederech is to give a more, a more distant location. Meaning is that they don't bother to say one parsa and two parsa, like Rashi and the Rambam did. They don't talk it. So how are you going to know what the halacha is? How, according to the Riff and the Rush, how are you going to know what pshat of Yaakov Le'ederech? So therefore, they brought the story, so then you can understand from the story what it means Yaakov Le'ederech. He says it's a deichet to say that only because of that din, they brought that, because I guess even according to the Riff and the Rush, they should have just explained it in short. you know, if you want to go one parsa, say that you're going two parsais. Okay, just to finish off, the Rebbe explains about Pipnimius and Yonim, that whenever we have an inyan and Torah, from this inyan of Torah, we learn a second inyan. The vort is that the source is really somewhat of the cause of the second din, of Pipnimius and Yonim. So you have one, if one din is being learned from a second din, it's not just like, oh, it just happens, you know, for whatever reason, the Torah adds an extra letter here, extra word here, and because there's an extra word, we learn one din from this other din. But rather, there's a pneumistic connection over there. So same thing over here, this that we're learning how to deal with the guy when we meet him on the way. From Yaakov Avinu, there's a pneumistic connection. The idea is that we are in Galus, and we are under, it looks like we're under the control of Goyim, and Al Kapanim are under control of Goyishkeit, meaning it's things which are opposite the Torah and the Mitzvahs. And the question is, how do we save ourselves from this Goyishkeit? So the way how we save ourselves, and where do we get that strength from, is really from Yaakov. How does Yaakov save himself from Esav? Yaakov protects himself by recognizing that he was Marchiv and Loisaderech. He tells him that the path that we're on, we might be we're traveling now, but ultimately we're going to, it's traveling towards the Geulah, that we're eventually going to go to Seir, Olim Lushim HaTzion, which is Bezvan HaGeulah. So we're just in the middle of the path. Eventually, we're going to meet when Mashiach comes. Yaakov recognizes that he meets up with Esav. Esav thinks he might have some control, and Yaakov needs his protection. So Yaakov tells him back, I don't need your protection, because this is just the middle of the way, and eventually we're going to go to Seir when the Geulah is going to come, and we'll recognize that it's... That of course the protection all comes from Hashem. So similarly, by us, when we're in Golus, we should recognize that we're not under the control of the Goyim. On the contrary, the dark, we have to light up the darkness. And how do we light up the darkness? By recognizing that the Golus is just the path towards the Geula. And this is just a chana to the Geula. And when you recognize that it's a chana to the Geula, then the Goyishkeit becomes a bottle, and the Yidu will be in a matzah of Menucha. And this is just the Derech HaGolus which brings to the Geula. And therefore, the Shal Shmi B'mayar B'yis Mashiach Tzadkenu, and when the Kaim Zayim, the Inyan of Avi Al-Dani Sihira, and B'kim Hayud, V'olim Mashim, Artzim, L'Shpitzar Esav, V'hayisar L'Shem Lucha, B'hira B'yameinu, Mamash.